welcome to The Logstat, the Army's premier podcast on all things sustainment, where we analyze new developments, discuss current trends, and forge the path ahead for the next generation of sustainment soldiers. Welcome, everyone, to the Army's brand new podcast, The Logstat. I'll be your host, Captain Garrett Pyle. I'm the Harding Fellow for the Sustainment Center of Excellence and the Military Editor-in-Chief for the Army Sustainment Professional Bulletin, ASPB. Well, on today's teaser episode, I'll be highlighting the purpose, direction, and the way ahead for The Logstat, so let's get into it. First of all, who am I, you may ask? Well, I'm a native of Farmington, Pennsylvania, who joined the Army Reserves in 2012 prior to me commissioning from Washington and Jefferson College in 2016 into the Transportation Corps. So yes, I was private pilot at one point in my career, and my drill sergeants greatly enjoyed that fact, especially with all my gear saying pile, comma, G. But I was private pilot in name only. I spent my lieutenant years with the 49th Movement Control Battalion and 297th Inland Cargo Transfer Company at the previously named Fort Hood, Texas, now Fort Cavazos. We provided humanitarian aid during Hurricane Harvey, and I spent time in Atlantic Resolve overseeing custom clearance operations where I published my first article. I completed my command time in Alaska at the Fort Wainwright, the real Arctic. There I commanded the Echo Forward Support Company under the 7th Brigade Engineer Battalion 125th Strike Brigade Combat Team. Then I was there for the reactivation of the 11th Airborne Division, where I served a second command for the HHC, the 25th Brigade Support Battalion of the 111th Airborne Division Arctic. Following my back-to-back commands, I became an instructor for the Captain's Career Course at the Army Sustainment University before being selected as the first Harding Fellow for the Sustainment Center of Excellence. So, that's a little about me. Now on to the Logstat. It was created from the idea that the sustainment community needed another manner to directly communicate with the force on new developments, challenges that we are facing, current trends, and the way ahead for future generations. As the military editor-in-chief for ASPB, better known simply as the Army Sustainment, I wanted to take the concept that individuals are writing about and provide another avenue to share that information. In today's culture, knowledge is shared in a variety of different manners, from age-old print, digital print, through social media, in a variety of different videos, and of course, audio. This is due to the fact that the digital age has expanded upon the outlets in which we consume information. For instance, Army Sustainment no longer prints their quarterly professional bulletins. It is fully digital and available on the ASP website, shared through their social media channels, and on the Army's new Line Departure website. More on that shortly. The Logstat, though, is based out of Fort Gregg Adams, Virginia, and is partnered with the Army Sustainment University through ASPB, with editing conducted by the Training Technology Division at CASCOM. Every 2 weeks, you'll hear me meeting with another soldier from company grade to general officer as we analyze a variety of different topics through discussion. These conversations are designed to be roughly 15 to 20 minutes long, the average drive length, so that the information be communicated in a concise and clear manner and not to overburden the listener. Our goal is to reach all levels of Army sustainment with a focus on company grade and below. This is because they are the ones at the point of execution where these developments will have the greatest effects. Now, I imagine many of you have heard something about the Harding Project over the last year, but just in case, I wanted to provide a brief overview of it. The Harding Project is a priority of the Chief of Staff of the Army, General Randy George, to renew the Army's professional writing and system of professional journals. This is achieved through archiving years and thousands of articles to ensure they are searchable and reachable to the modern soldier, through education requirements to familiarize the force with the journals, and lastly, through modernization and staffing. This was achieved through the creation of the Harding Fellowship and the Line Departure website. The project is named after Major General Edwin Forrest Harding, who renewed the Infantry Journal in 1934. The Harding Fellowship is designed to place uniform editors within each branch journal and pair them with their civilian editors. Together, they will drive cultural change through professional writing and discourse. It was established in July 2024 and became an official 3-year broadening opportunity in August 2024. The first year is spent at University of Kansas, where those selected will complete an accelerated 1-year Master of Science in Journalism and Mass Communication, then serve a 2-year assignment as a military editor-in-chief for the respective journal. The fellowship is open to all active-duty captains, NCOs in the rank of EA, and Chief Warrant Officer 4. The first cohort of 12 fellows were hand-selected by their branch leadership in summer 2024 and are actively working within each journal. The Line of Departure is the Army's new premier website where all professional journals and bulletins are located in one centralized location. This open-source, web-first, mobile-friendly platform enables individuals to read and to listen to published articles in a manner of their choosing. No longer will someone have to search between each branch journal to read articles of similar topics. They can now search keywords, and every article that mentions it will populate for them from the journals. You can be lying at the defect or, say, waiting in the motor pool for formation to start to read an article quickly on your phone. But let's just say you aren't able to read because you're driving or you're at the gym or maybe even cooking. You can still consume that information through the audio versions of each article. Now, nothing is holding anyone back from this information. Additionally, you can find all the Army's published podcasts in one place as well on the website. The Line of Departure truly achieves the goal of professional discourse, which then directly influences our lethality as a force. The more information that is shared and knowledge gained, the more lethal overall we will become. You might be asking yourself, why am I talking so much about writing and the Harding Project on a podcast? Just as I stated, our goal is to increase our lethality. I'm directly involved with the Harding Project and increasing discourse for the STAMIC Enterprise through the Army STAMIC Professional Bulletin. We publish quarterly, with each edition covering a certain theme. This leaves a lot of time between publications where the information published within the journal could be expanded upon for the listeners to gain an even greater understanding that they might have missed with the writing. Thus, on this podcast, we will discuss many of the topics you find in the Army Sustainment and even meet with many of the authors so that they have an opportunity to provide more insight through the questions I ask and our discussions. As this podcast continues to build and there are topics you want to hear more about, then please reach out to us in the Army Sustainment Professional Bulletin at the following email of armysustainment@army.mil. Or reach out directly to me on Global. I am the only Garrett H. Pyle. I want to hear your thoughts about the podcast and ideas for future topics. Let's no longer exist within vacuums and continue to share new innovations across the force. Through that, we'll be honoring Major General Harding and renewing and increasing professional writing, communication, and overall increase our lethality. I'm excited to be starting this journey with you and look forward to the adventures ahead that we'll be share. Be on the lookout for the first official episode to air in early 2025 and then every 2 weeks after that. Sustainment leaders start here. See you next time. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Logstat. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Please share this episode across your formation and leave us a review. If you have a topic you like here discussed, then please reach out to us at armysustainment@army.mil or directly to me on Global at garrett.h.pyle. Follow us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn at Army Sustainment. We'll see you next time. Sustainment leaders start here.